les interviews du Doc. C'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Ah bah les amis, c'est avec un grand plaisir qu'on va parler d'un très très grand album dans un instant, puisqu'on va parler de l'album de Nitrate, Feel the Heat, qui est sorti via le label Frontiers Records au mois d'octobre. Et c'est un album qui a marqué beaucoup de monde parce qu'on le retrouve un peu partout dans les top 10 de beaucoup de magazines, de groupes, de personnes qui ont écouté cette musique. Et puis on a la chance d'avoir avec nous le grand master de Nitrate. On a bien sûr avec nous tout de suite Nig Hogg, le bassiste, le bass player et le batteur Alex Cooper. Avec un grand moment, on va parler de cet album. On va parler concert, on va parler un petit peu de tout ce qui s'est passé pour Nitrate. Voilà, c'est parti les amis, c'est tout de suite. Nick, Alex, first of all, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure, honor to speak with you about your last release, Feel the Heat. Wow, what a record. What a year, 2023. First of all, guys, Happy New Year's, but congratulations for this one. It's clearly one of the most big release for melodic rock last year. So congratulations. Are you more comfort now? Because I see a lot of review, a lot of positive review about this Feel the Heat. So what is your feeling at the beginning of 2024?
I think we've been overwhelmed by the fantastic feedback we've had. The reviews keep coming in. A lot of people have put it in their top 10. And that's what you do it for. You do it for the fans. So when you see fans doing their own top 10, I think that means more than perhaps some of the magazines and, other reviewers. It's all about the fans at the end of the day. And if they like it, then we're happy. So there's a big buzz, and we're hopefully going to have an even better 2024.
Yeah. And what about you, Alex?
Well, Nick summed it up, really. It's been a big year for Nitrate. We were coming off the back of a good record. I'd only just really joined at this point. Coming off the back of Renegade. So, to see all of the reviews and everything come back, we were just blown away with it, to be honest. We were humbled and, now we've got to kind of get ourselves motivated to go and play it, really, and do some shows.
Voilà, alors comme vous l'avez compris, Nick et Alex sont très contents parce que l'album, il a marqué, ça a été une belle année 2023. Et puis, bien sûr, comme le dit Nick, c'est toujours important d'avoir des bons retours des fans parce que la musique, elle est faite pour les fans en majeure partie. Et puis, comme le dit Alex, on est très contents d'avoir enregistré cet album à la suite de Renegade. On va en parler parce que moi, je trouve qu'il y a deux vies dans Nitrate, mais je vais poser tout de suite la question à Nick et à Alex. On my point of view, Nick, I think we have two life between Nitrate, the beginning, the two first records, and the two new one, because it looks like you have a lot of people changing around the years in Nitrate, and maybe we have two big parts, the beginning with one part of the band, and now since Renegade and Feel the Heat, this is maybe a new approach and new music and new people playing with you. Do you think it's the same approach that you have when you start Nitrate in 2018 with Real World, and after that, of course, you have Open Wide, and we move to something a little bit different.
Yeah, definitely. We've definitely gone more AOR. To start with, I think it was a little bit of a mixture. There was hair metal in there, rock music, heavy rock. AOR was in there, melodic. The big change was when Tom and James Martin joined the band the project originally and then joined the band. Their style has made a massive imprint on the direction of the band. They write different from previous writers I've worked with. And that is now a route that's got us a bigger audience. We had a lot of success with Renegade. That album alone has got about 1.5 million Spotify streams at the moment. So it's a massive jump from the first two. And I think, you know, that's the direction we want to take the band. It's going to be more AOR focused.
Ben voilà, donc vous l'avez compris. Alors pour moi, il y a vraiment deux vies. Il y a la partie au démarrage en 2018, Real World, Open Wide, qui sont les deux premiers albums, qui sont deux très bons albums. Mais comme après, il y a eu un peu de changement d'équipe, et Nick est le membre fondateur, bien sûr, de Nitrate. Il y a Renegade et bien sûr ce Feel the Heat qui sont disponibles. Et comme il le dit, Renegade, il y a eu beaucoup d'écoutes Spotify. Et puis il y a eu une évolution du son qui était plus rock et qui est passé plutôt AOR. Et on le sent surtout avec l'arrivée des deux frères, hein, Tom Martin et James Martin, qui étaient dans un petit groupe qui s'appelait Vega à l'époque, et puis qui est venu rejoindre Nick, et puis depuis qui sont avec lui, il y a quelque chose qui est vraiment très très différent. And maybe Nick, Alex, do you think with the new guys who is coming, like Tom and James, of course, because this is some very good songwriters, in fact. Your approach to record something, it's a little bit different since the beginning of Nitra. Do you think some new approach or maybe some new feeling when you create a new song or maybe when we have to share some songs, maybe in Renegade or in Feel the Heat? Do you change totally your mind when you create a song or maybe you just pick up some new fresh approach from Tom and James with clearly some people who create a lot of good songs with some other bands?
I think I forgot to mention, obviously, the big, huge difference is the vocalist. We've got one of the...
Yeah, I know these guys.
Yeah.
I have some questions for that.
One of the best vocalists out there, and his range is unbelievable. So when you're writing, you know that you can write just about anything, and Alex or Alexandra can sing it.
Yeah.
So that makes a massive difference. Alex, do you want to continue? Have you got any thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, the writing really is, I mean, the last one was heavily Tom and James, wasn't it, Nick? And you know, but I think everybody bats around ideas. Nick, you wrote a lot, you know, like everybody bats around ideas with that beautiful thing that we can just throw anything to Alexander and he'll just put his mark on it and do what he needs to do with it. So it's really hard to pinpoint down if we have a recipe, you know, to do it. We don't really have a recipe. I think it's more just a kind of a real teamwork effort and a culmination of what goes on. But Tom and James definitely head that up, you know, like they definitely take the reins in some ways and, you know, translate a lot of ideas, you know, like I know Nick you send over a lot of ideas, don't you, Nick? And they translate them and mold them into something incredible, which is no small feat, you know.
I think they just translate them a little bit different to before, and they, you know, the demos, when they're constructing them, there's just a certain sound to them that sounds like album 3 and 4. It's just different approach to playing the guitars, the keyboards. I mean, James's keyboards are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the amount of layers they put down, if you actually saw the mixes of the keyboards, especially on Feel the Heat, there's just layer after layer after layer. Whilst he was mixing it, he had to get a new computer because his other one just couldn't handle the files that were going on the last album.
Ok. Ah bah voilà, donc la question, on est parti un petit peu pour parler un petit peu de la création des morceaux de Nitrate, en parlant un petit peu de Tom et de James Martin. Mais bien sûr, Nick m'a dit tout de suite, le grand changement, c'est bien sûr le très grand chanteur Alexander Strandell, qui a rejoint le groupe depuis deux albums. On va parler d'Alexander parce que moi, je le connais particulièrement. Et puis, j'ai grand plaisir une nouvelle fois à parler d'Alexander. Et puis, comme le dit aussi Alex, il y a une bonne alchimie, un teamwork, comme il le dit, entre les idées de Nick, la manière de créer les titres. Et puis, il y a un bon travail tous ensemble. Et puis, les claviers de James apportent vraiment quelque chose. Et on sent vraiment que le groupe est vraiment très structuré pour aller plus loin. Nick, Alex, I think two questions now. One, it's regarding Alexander. I know Alexander since so many times, I have a chance to see Alexander on stage at Sweden Rock. I have many interviews with Alexander. And when Alexander are in the band, started with Renegade, I said, yes, this guy is clearly a good singer for the band. And now, you again, Nick, you said that your change is clearly Alexander Strendahl. So just a few words about Alexander, because it's one of my favorite singers since a long time. But how do you engage Alexander on your band? Do you listen some music for Alexander? Do you share something? Do you share some MP3 or something like that? And at which moment we decided to put Alexander on your band? Because it's like a great alchemy between all together. So that's, like you said, Alex, a couple of seconds, it's really a good teamwork. But yeah, we have a good singer now, and the song look like so brilliant. So where comes the idea to engage on Nitrate, Alexander? What is the story behind the this Renegade gaze who is coming in Renegade?
So if you go back to Renegade as an album, Issa, who is a fantastic female rock artist, she just happens to be married to James Martin. So when we were doing the demos, she sang quite a few of the demos. So you had these songs with such a high range on them that sounded so good with Issa singing them. And then, you know, thinking about vocalists who could sing these songs, there wasn't many, you know, vocalists that have that range, have that ability. And if you go to Feel the Heat and you listen to the duet, this on the album, you can see that the voices match perfectly. So basically, when we were thinking of who we was going to sing, it was lockdown.
Yeah.
And everyone didn't have a lot of work on, and no one could do anything. So I sent Alex a message expecting him not to, you know, want to do it. And he offered. You know, he wasn't doing anything with Art Nation at the time. So it was like, wow, because obviously he's one of my favorite singers as well. So that's how we got him on board. We send him the demos over and he adds his own interpretation. So he'll have his own ideas, lots of ad libs and certain vocal techniques that he does as part of his style. So it's, you know, it was one of those things I didn't think would happen. It's happened. We've got him for another album, and, you know, hopefully going forward, he'll stick around and do some gigs and, you know, and play on stage with us.
Yeah. So this is my last question. OK, bon, vous avez compris. Bon, c'était un petit peu... moi, je suis un très grand fan d'Alexander Strendahl depuis très longtemps, vous le savez, puisqu'on a déjà échangé, on s'est recroisé au Sweden Rock, on a passé beaucoup de temps ensemble, et puis... voilà, on avait un petit peu discuté de Nitrate, et puis j'ai posé la question à Nick juste savoir comment Alexander est arrivé dans le groupe. Ils ont enregistré des morceaux avec Issa notamment, et puis après ils ont dit bah, tiens, ça serait pas mal qu'on trouve un chanteur, et l'idée est venue, il a envoyé un message tout simplement, et puis comme on était sur la période du lockdown en 2020, bah, il avait du temps libre pour faire des chansons, ils ont discuté d'envoyer, et ça a matché, et puis on a ce fantastique album qui est disponible donc depuis le 13 octobre via Frontiers Records. Voilà, il y a 11 titres fantastiques, et puis le groupe est très très concentré autour de ces très très beaux, de très beaux titres AOR, et maintenant on a hâte de les voir sur scène. C'est la question que je vais leur demander tout de suite. Nick, Alex, of course, after 4 fantastic records, by the way, when the band can play live? Because now we have to see and listen some fantastic song on stage. You have to share everything. So when?
we're talking with a promoter at the moment, and hopefully in the summer we're looking at doing something in the UK.
Yeah.
Maybe something over in Sweden next year. There's another band as well, which we're quite keen to perhaps go out and do a few dates with. So it's hard because it costs money. You've got Alex in another country, getting everyone together. Tom and James also work weekends So, you know, there's a cost involved in doing gigs because they're working all over the weekend. And it's the same for all of us. So if the money's right, we'll play. You know, we're looking forward to it. And we're getting closer. I know people who are saying, you know, that we'll never play. We're four albums in at the moment, but it will happen. And yeah, we're really excited to play this album live.
Yeah. And Alex, what is your feeling when I see a big guy behind the kit playing some songs live? Wow. It's time now.
We're all of us, I think. I mean, speaking to the other lads and, you know, Rich and Tom and James, and you know, it's everybody wants to go out and play live. But as Nick said, in this day and age at the moment, with one member in Sweden, all the others here in different corners of the UK, it's just very costly. And we're not even really bothered about making any money. It's more about just not being financially in debt for it. Yeah, yeah. So that's the problem. We want to do it. We love that album. We love doing those songs. The heart is willing. We've just got to find a way. And I think we're nearly there.
Ben voilà, donc, comme je dis à Nick et Alex, hein, ces quatre albums, on a vraiment envie de les voir sur scène. Alors c'est compliqué, vous l'avez compris, mais c'est compliqué pour tout le monde. Voilà, peut-être il y aura des concerts, peut-être autour de l'Angleterre, peut-être en Suède. Vous savez, Alex, il est bien sûr, il est en Suède, donc c'est pas facile d'avoir tout le monde ensemble. Et puis tout le monde travaille, et puis il faut pas perdre d'argent. Donc voilà, peut-être il y aura des choses intéressantes. Je pense que moi, je vais mettre une petite pièce sur le Firefest en 2025. Peut-être, on aura peut-être la chance de les voir sur scène. Ça serait un bon moment. Et puis de pouvoir partager quelques titres de ces quatre fantastiques albums. Voilà, ça reste aussi un grand moment à avoir. Nick, Alex, before we ending, a few words about, of course, Feel the Heat and a lot of song on it. One of my favorites is called Satellite. I would like to say you are a band who is coming in the past, but in the meantime, you are in the futures. Satellite look like a Def Leppard songs with everything on it, and I appreciate each moment of these songs. Can I say Nitrate look like a band we have a lot of fun in 80s with coming in 2024 with more of energy and something like that, and you continue the same thinking of some band like Def Leppard and so on and so on. This is clearly where we are with the approach of your music, in fact.
Yeah, definitely. We don't take ourselves too seriously. You know, I always wanted this to be fun. So, you know, it's about big hooks, big melodies, songs that are going to make you tap your feet, put your hands in the air. And we are influenced heavily by the likes of Def Leppard, FM, Journey, Survivor. You know, they're the bands that we grew up listening to, and there's little nods in there, I think, all the time. There's little, you know, little things that we do musically that makes you think back to those, that nostalgia. And I think, you know, even with the artwork, the videos and yeah, everything, we're trying to put a bit of nostalgia in. Well, Alex is. He's... So Alex, as well as being the drummer, he does all the visuals and he does all the videos, you know, and all the artwork for us as well. So we're trying to conjure up that nostalgia, perhaps.
And you look so serious on each video. That's crazy, yeah? it's amazing video. So, bah voilà, donc petite... Petit aparté, Nitrate, effectivement, quand on écoute, quand on voit les pochettes, la musique, on a l'impression que c'est un groupe qui aimait beaucoup les 80, qui est revenu, qui vient avec des belles pochettes, des belles approches en 2024. Et comme le dit Nick, ils sont très fans, bien sûr, des groupes comme Def Leppard, FM, Survivor et plein d'autres groupes qu'on adore et qu'on a adoré voir sur scène. On aimerait bien sûr voir Nitrate sur scène. Mais c'est vrai que le travail a été fait de qualité. Ils se sont pris au sérieux, mais pas trop. Ils ont fait des beaux titres. Surtout écouter ce nouvel album avec des morceaux comme Satellite, comme Needs a Little Love, Feel the Heat, Wild in the City, Big Time. C'est vraiment des très très bons morceaux. Moi, j'ai apprécié beaucoup de très bons moments. Il y a aussi un morceau avec Issa qui partage le chant avec Alexander. C'est vraiment un très bon moment. Ça reste effectivement un album. Il faut le découvrir. Alex, Nick, this is the end of the interview. Do you have some message from the French listener with Discover, maybe? And it's a nightmare to say something like this. Discover Nitrate for the first time. It just crossed the Eurostar, huh? You see.
Yeah. We're coming. No, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, we're only a petit band, but thank you for everybody that's liked, commented, supported us, given any time whatsoever for listening to the record. We truly appreciate it, and we'll be getting out there soon and doing some stuff. And, you know, there will always be another record on the way.
Yeah.